Oh, my God. Bala sulam spusi alayna described it in such a way. Bala sulam says there's something that lies at the core of all existence. Every single thing, every single cell, everything that exists. Is because of this. But this itself is ne'elam, something which is hidden, something which is unknown. In the language of the Mukubalim, called Kesel, the crown. Archanken, different. Mechines, Reisha, Isyada, Tvay Isyada, that which is unknown. In our language, in regular language, it's called Rotsen. Rotsen means will. Rotsen. Often in Chassidus, it's referred to as Ayin, as nothing. It's the source of all that exists. It's the DNA, it's the life, it's the energy, it's all that is. But it's unseen, it's unknowable. It says in Mishnah, Da me ayin basa. Da me ayin basa, that you should know where you come from. Ayin basa. Tzadikim read that sentence in a different way. And they say, Da, you should know. Me'ayin basa. You're a Jew. And a Jew comes from the unknowable beginning, the highest. Da, you should know. Me'ayin basa. What that is, we haven't seen, we don't know what that, but Da, me'ayin basa, you should know that you come from that, which is called Ayin. The Gemara says, "No Shem Dafyud." Petishre Nivayilam. Even though, of course, the Chiddush is, but Petishre Nivayilam. And therefore, Elul, the Or of Elul. So, I want to talk to you about that for a few minutes. The Or of Elul, that Or that is shining throughout every second of this month coming up of Elul, the Or is an Or of Rotsen. Because before doing something, there has to be the will, the desire, the longing to do it. So we kivyachol talk about Hashem with words we don't understand, but were revealed to us through the tzaddikim, it's the beginning of the Kisvei Ha'ari. Beginning of Eschayim, Kisha Olah B'Tzar Yisbar. When Hashem is Baruch, when he had the will, where that comes from, what it is, we don't know, but when he willed that there should be a world, When was that? When he willed that there should be a world. That's El. Shabbos, we begin a time that's called Yimei HaRotzen, a time of will, a time of wanting, a time of Rotzen. Yimei HaRotzen. When I said a moment ago that a Jew comes, may I, and you should know that you come, may I, it's because it was revealed to us that Kesha'ol Ritzoni Yisborach, that the highest, highest Rotzen of Hashem is that there should be Jews. And in order that there could be able to be a world where there would be these people who are called Jews, and they would have the choice to choose and to fill the world with this light. God Jehovah created this world and all worlds. But the month of Elul is the month of Kshechavra, Ritzoni Yisborach. We look at the Bnei Soscha, the Mamorim, the Elul, the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Bnei Naim, all the Tzaddikim talk about this. On our level, what does that mean? Kishaolo Beritzon. And as you and I occupy that place, Kivyachal, in Hashem Yisborach's mind, in Hashem Yisborach's existence, you and I occupy a Metzias, we don't need to have that, we occupy a Metzias somehow Kivyachal of Olo Beritzon Yisborach. Let me explain this. The strongest mashal that we have of all the mashalim in Torah is the mashal of Shir Shir, of a husband and wife, of a husband and kal. It's the strongest mashal we have. So we have a husband and wife that are very good to each other. They're very kind to each other. He does everything that a husband is supposed to take care of and do. He earns a living, havens, learns, is good to the kids, and so on. He even buys his wife a present, birthday, anniversary. Takes her out to eat occasionally. He's a good guy. And they're a happy couple. But you can have such a picture of a very nice marriage and everybody's getting along nicely, and still there are times when in particular the eyes of this wife begin to fill with tears. And the reason for that is, even though he's good, he's kind, earns a living, takes care of everything, she feels that she's not in that part of him that's called Kesha'ol Beritzon. She can't prove it. He swears that she is. He tells her, I love you. I really do. We used to have a song 40 years ago and had a couple of, it's a song of a period, but it had a couple of words in it. You can't hide your lying eyes, or those lying eyes. You can't hide your lying eyes. And not that he's a liar. It's just that over the years, that part of himself of wanting her more than anything in the world, that she would occupy that part of himself that's called Me'ayin Basa, using as a mashal, it's not there. And she feels that. A woman could feel when the arrow is not pointing to her. She could feel when her husband is in the Beis HaMedrash that every minute that he's learning, she's there with him. She could feel when every minute that he's at work, his eyes don't stray because she's there with him. Not just because he's from and he read the latest book of Shemir Zainai. Because she's in that place that's called Allah Barazza. Does it want? Does it have highest will that they be connected in such a way? And she can tell when she's not in that place. When a woman feels that she's not in that place, even though he says, I love you, and he gets her flowers and he's nice to her, she's sibrach, she's up. She's not in that place of kisha Allah Barazza. Now the Sulam, she's going to a different place. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap is all chibur on this thing. The Mevarim, in one of the places where he writes, Chayev Olam Lirtzayis. A human being, by definition, must want. A human being, a healthy, normal human being. There are people that are chalil and not. But if a person is healthy, by definition, a person who is healthy must want. My father's always been saying, he used to talk to me about how when they were in concentration camp, how you were able to tell the moment that a Jew stopped wanting. You could tell. And then the friends who were there would say to him, whatever his name was, Yankel, Avramel, it'll be over soon, we'll see, we'll survive, it's almost, you've been through so much, remember. Remember, you have a wife, Cyril, she's going to be waiting for you, you have your children. And he would just, my father said, they were the Muslim, you know, they would just sit there, stare. My father said it was never more than 6 hours, 5-6 hours, finished. Even if someone would come over and try to give a piece of their bread, you wouldn't even eat it. My father said, you could tell. Because a person has to want. When a person stops wanting, as nishta lebedeka, you understand? He's not alive. The only shaila is, what do you want? But that you're a creature that wants, that you're a being that wants, rotzen, keser, crown, that you're a wanting being, that's the other, that's a human being. Lyrd says, and on that, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, a person doesn't have bechira. Wanting is not a matter of bechira. We are wired to want. The shaila is, and the place of the nekudas of bechira is, what do you want? So let's talk about different levels of wanting. Let's talk about Reuven and Shimon. And there's time sitting around one day. And Reuven asks Shimon, Shimon, what do you want? Mar Atarasa, what do you want? So Shimon says, a good pita and falafel. So Reuven says, no, come on. What do you really want? Bamis? Yeah. For a long time I've wanted to get a new car. That's what you want. If I could have an extension to the house. All of those wants are called a part of the world that's called Nefesh. This is the Aleph Beis of Pnimius HaTorah. All of those wants, something to eat, something to drink, nice home, nice car, all of those are called Nefesh. HaNefesh Rotsa. So now, Reuven's not done with Shimon. And Reuven asks Shimon, no, I'm asking you, on a deeper level, what is it that you want? On a deeper level. So now Shimon says, I want health for myself, my family. I want health. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good son. So we've moved to a higher level of rasan, a higher level of wanting. These are examples of wanting that comes from a world that's called ruach. Reuven doesn't stop the Shimon. So Reuven says to Shimon, Seder, but I'm asking you now, be'emes be'emes. Imagine if HaKadosh Baruch himself, not me, but imagine Reuven says to Shimon, if HaKadosh Baruch himself was here, he is, but was asking you, would ask you, not me, but ask you, Shimon, what do you want? Himself would ask you, what do you want? What would you say? Now the Jew, Shimon, becomes very, very serious. Because until now, when he was in the world of Nefesh and Ruach, he really sounded like he could sound like any other person in the world. But now that you're Hashem, and Hashem is asking him, what do you want? So he might say something like, I want to know who I am. In truth, I want to know my neshama. And you say something deeper than that. He says, Rabbi Shalom, I want to know you. Someone now, Shiva, look at Kelchai. I want to know you. So now Shimon is speaking about Ratzon, wanting, that comes from a world that's called Neshama. Reuven says to him, Shimon, go deeper than that. Now Shimon's eyes are closed. He goes mamish to a different place. And he says, Rabbi Shalom, I'm talking to you. Rabbi Shalom says to him, yeah, it's me, it's not really, it's me. So Shimon says, Rabbi Shalom, I want absolutely, I want nothing. I want absolutely nothing. All I want is what you want. I have no want of my own. I only want what you want. I only want what you want. At this point, Shimon is talking from a world that's called Chaya Yechida. I'm not going to go to the difference between Chaya and Yechida. He's talking from a world that's called Chaya Yechida. Chaya Yechida is a world of Bittul Takadosh Baruch Hu. It's a world where a person no longer has any identifiable will of his own that he can speak of. So just as we have in time a period of time that's called Yemei HaRatzon, this time from Rosh Chodesh Elul until the end of the Yom Tovim of Tishrei is a time when the Rebbe Shalom wants each and every one of us to think, what do I want? What do I want? So you can get the same conversation like Reuven and Shimon. Say, I want good grades. I want to get married. I want to be able to make a parnasa. I want to be able to have a beautiful home. I want to be able to be a good husband, a good father. I want to be able to. To want is not a matter of choice. But what is it that a person wants is the question of this time of the year. That's the void of this time of the year. That's the void of the nefesh of this time of the year. What do I really want? I sit and learn Torah for 5-6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, if you're a big master. More, 10, 12 hours a day. I sit and I learn Torah. I hover over black and white. But what's it like? I sit in shul and daven. I It must be that if I'm here in shul, I'm davening, it must be that I wanted that. Yeah? Only in Meshugna. Why do you have to come to shul? Not to want to daven. But traditionalism amongst ourselves. Haven't you ever seen a person in shul, maybe even yourself, that is actually in shul but doesn't want to daven? No? It could be such a mitzvah, no? Well, why are you then in shul? Lo b'dal shata b'emet rotzeh. Yesh kol mini lachasim, you know? Aber lo shani b'emet rotzeh. Not that I really want. In the same way that that woman is in a marriage and the husband, he does what he's supposed to do, just like the guy goes to shul. He does what God wants. He keeps mitzvahs. He sits and learns. But she feels in the marriage that she's not in that point of that husband that's called Olu Berit Sinai. I'm doing this because I want to do this. And the reason I want to do this is because I want you. And the highest thing is I want nothing, only what you want. That's my greatest want. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida. Only you. Ramesh. A person could be shomer mitzvahs. But that doesn't mean that he wants. A person could be sitting in the sukkah on the third night of sukkahs, and he looks at it, he goes, "Not you shouldn't bring into the sukkah any of these phones, but let's say he looks someplace else at the phone to see what's the weather for that night, and you see it shows the little clouds with little sparks, and say, no. Not the first night, the first night everybody wants to see this. I'm saying it's like the third, fourth night, you know what I mean? And I'm not talking about eating them, so you have your mattress over there, and you already rolled it up the night before, and it's the third, fourth night, and you're already feeling like back is breaking and there's a slug or two on the ground, and you look at your phone, you're saying maybe cooler high, please show me a little bit of those raindrops coming from the picture on the weather thing, so then I can say according to Rav Moshe, there's such a mahalach that if they predict rain, I don't have to start off in the sukkah if I know that there's going to be rain. In that place of Rosen, you know, Shabbos is Olibirotz. Olibirotz on his Baruch. Because Hashem's Baruch began creation. Creation was Sunday. Yom Rishon. What time of Shabbos is called Raiva Deraiva in Heaven? When is that? Mincha Shol Shit is called Raiva Deraiva. Raiva Deraiva. As the sun is setting, that's when Hashem's Baruch's want. Raiva Deraiva. It's also a time of a Jew thinking about what he wants every week. I shall show this. All over it's silent. Raiva de Raiva, which means the rocks never in silence every week. Because the world was created Sunday. And therefore, in the Shabbos, it's all over it's silent. I shall show this. All over it's silent. All over it's silent. To create, to want, to want. In the physical world, so far we spoke about time, about Shana. We spoke about nefesh. In Olam, of course, where in the world chevra is that point of desire, of wanting? It's in the Kodesh Kodesh. That's called Evan Shisi. The place, Shemenahushtas Olam, the point from which all existence came forth, from Hashem's wanting there to be a world, is New Shemai. It's the Kodesh Kodesh. I'm sure you all learned Nefesh HaChaim. In the first Shire in Perek Daled, Shem Chaim Volozhne writes, Gam al zois yechvod leif ha'odem me'am ha'kodesh. He says, if a Jew, an Adam Me'am HaKodesh, if a person from the holy nation of Yisrael, thinks about this, his heart begins to tremble. Shehu Kodol B'Tav Nisai Kol HaKoyach HaSvayin HaMaskul. That his body contains within it all of the Olamas, all of the Kaichas, of all worlds. Kamaishi is Bermis Hashem Lahab. Shehein Hema, HaKodesh VaHamikdash HaElyon. The body of a Jew is HaKodesh VaHamikdash HaElyon. Now listen to this. So the body of a Jew is called Beis HaMikdash. Kodesh VaHamikdash. But VaHalev Shel HaAdam Emseisa DeGufa, but the heart of a Jew, which is at the center of his body, Hu Klolius HaKol. That's everything. In that point of the heart is Klolius HaKol. Neged HaBeis Kodesh HaKadosh. And that corresponds in the Beis HaMikdash to the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's why it's Yikavin. When you daven, Yikavin is Liboy. Neged HaBeis Kodesh HaKadosh. Yikavin is Liboy. It doesn't say Marichoy, Sichloy, Roishoy. It's Yikavin is Liboy. Lev is the place of Ratzon. Yikavin is Liboy. Because Reb Chaim says, Lev Shel HaAdam Emseisa DeGufa. Uklali Sakol Negra Base Kotcha Kadosh, Emsa Yishuv, Evan Shisia, Kolo Kol Shar Shay Makar Akadushas Kamay, Evan Shisia, Evan Shisia. So the Hakdoma to Elul. For a person to say, hey, I know Elul stands for Anila Daidi V'daidili. That's the most famous remez. We're drowning that. We're drowning in other places. Anila Daidi V'daidili. I am for my beloved is for me. You know, what does that mean? Anila Daidi. Anila Daidi means I'm entirely given over to my beloved. My deepest want is my beloved. Yiddishkeit is not. This is what a person has to be mavara during the month of Elul. Yiddishkeit, it's not just a matter of something on the list of things that we have to do. The question of being a Jew is, what do you really want? What do you really want? Because Hashem Yisrael says, Tushomach Daidi Li means Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol is Masur Legamri L'Chol Yehudi. His deepest longing and want is to have a relationship with a Jew. Like the Divya Yisrael says, the Majlis says, in Chukai Sai, in the Divya Yisrael, the Bein Shalom, Zayid's Gan Eden is in Shemaim, the Bein Shalom's Gan Eden is in the heart of a Jew. That's the Bein Shalom's Gan Eden. V'salachti b'soichem. Rashi says, Atayi limochem Gan Eden. And the Moshe just says, Atayi limochem Gan Eden means the Bein Shalom wants to take a stroll with a Jew in the heart of a Jew. Because that's the Bein Shalom's Gan. That's his Gan Eden. Yeah. If you look it up, Chukai Sai, Divya Yisrael. V'salachti b'soichem. It's a shofar. B'soichem means the Bein Shalom's Gan Eden is in your heart and in my heart. The question of the month of Elul is, what do you want? So there's a Mordechai Gevart from Kotzke. Everything by Kotzke was very deep and very short. When Yosef HaTzadik was sent by his father to go to his brothers, which would end up him having to go down to Mitzrayim, he says a pasuk by Yimseyu Ish, Vinei, Yosef HaTzadik was lost in the field, and Vayim Sayu Ish, and a person found him. Rashi says, who's the Ish? Halach Gevir. But an Ish found him. Vayim Sayu Ish. Vayishalehu Ha'ish Lema. And the man asked him to say, Vayishalehu Ha'ish Lema Matra Akesh. What is it that you're looking for? So the Koska said that the word Lamar over here is very strange. Listen again to the words. Vayimseyu ish, vihine toye besad. Fine. Yosef is lost. The man asked him, so labor, the Mefarshim say, means that the man asked him, and the man said, Matavakesh, what is it that you're looking for? The Koska said, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is like this, Vayim say, Yish, Vina Toibus over there. Yosef Sadik means a Jew. Means me and you, Vayim say, Yish, Vina Toibus over there. And Yosef the Tzaddik, the Tzaddik of who we really are, was lost in this world. Because the world is so confusing. And the Neshama, the East Neshama of the lost Jew cried out, and said to him, Lema. You need to ask, you need to say every single day these two words. Matevakesh. What is it that you're seeking in life? What do you want? That when a Jew is lost, the only way to find your way back is to begin asking, Ma ani mevakesh. What is it that I want? And being honest. And lifting oneself up to a higher place of wanting in a real way, something that's better, something that's holy. Lema matavakesh. This time of the year is a time of saying, speaking about, thinking about, dreaming about, ma'ata, ma'ani, ma'achim v'akshim. Because you know, one of the most heartbreaking things that happened in 1967, I think that's before any of you were born, right? But I remember it very, very clearly, 1967. In June, when the war was going on in Eretz Yisrael, the Six-Day War was going on in Eretz Yisrael. And my father sat the whole time with a little transistor radio, this little radio, listening to what was going on. And there was a historic broadcast that came from one of the Israeli generals or a colonel. I don't remember at the time what his madriga was, but he was a big officer, Moti Gur. And he said the famous words, what? Har Habayit Bi'adein. But even the least religious Jews now saw all sobbing and crying like babies. Har Habayit Bi'adeinu. Har Habayit Bi'adeinu. Yishmaelim are gone. Har Habayit Bi'adeinu. I remember what was going on in my house, in our neighborhood. Jews were running on the streets. I can't even describe what was going on. Har Habayit Bi'adeinu. My father's sitting there by the radio. And my father doesn't cry. I can't remember once or twice, maybe, all the years. And his eyes are all red. And my father's like sitting this on the edge of the chair with the radio. And my father says two very, very well-known Jewish words to the radio. No, no, no. Over and over, no, no. And I said to my father, what is it? What's no? What do you mean, no? So my father said, Habayis Bideinu. My father says, take the whole thing, finish the mosque. In other words, blow up the mosque, huh? Finish the Inyan. Finish it. There were many, many, many Jews in the world that wanted to finish it, including the Israeli army. But they were held back from doing it for political reasons. And we're still suffering from that. Because we could have gotten away with it then. Yeah, but developed even before the congresswomen here, you know, before they were born, Machshavas. We could have gotten away with it. My father says, no, no. So everybody was dancing in the street. My father was wondering what's going to be with it, what's going to be with the Evan Shasiya, what's going to be with the
with a Kodesh Kodesh. We didn't take it.
I want to give each and every one of you a brach and myself. Not to be satisfied, not to be satisfied just with our bias being made, but to go for the Kodesh Kodesh. There's a song like that, right? Not again. And if I don't feel that rival arriving inside of me, I want, at least I want to want, help me to want, to cry your heart out, look at that feeling, to cry your heart out, to bring yourself to a place during this month of wanting that, of wanting. Because when a person is in that place of the deepest goodness of wanting, so then nobody can stop them from getting to the Kodesh Kodesh. There's no higher bias be day. It's how it's how make this cool be a day. It's a heaven to see be a day. Everything's be a day in our hands. What's happened in Talmud? This. I told you maybe this a few years ago in my Yisrael. Well, Tanya and the Tzemach Tzedek, it just came into my head now. That when the Tzemach Tzedek was a little boy, Baal Tanya adored him, his grandfather. So even though people were not allowed in the room, the Tzemach Tzedek was allowed to play around there over there by the Alter Rebbe. And it says in the Psalm that once the Tzemach Tzedek was a little boy, he climbed onto the lap of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe was learning. And someone said, the future, someone said, Mendel, Menachem Mendel climbed onto the lap of the Alter Rebbe. And he grabbed his grandfather's beard. And he started pulling the beard, as little kids will do. And he said, Zayde. And the Alter Rebbe said to him, Nein, das nicht Zayde. Das ist Zayde's boy. He said, Zaidi, grandfather. He said, no. So the Alter Rebbe said, that's not Zaidi. That's Zaidi's beard. So then the little boy can imagine him. He put his on the Alter Rebbe's nose. And he said, Zaidi. He wanted his attention. He said, Zaidi. And the Alter Rebbe says, no. That's not Zaidi. That's Zaidi's nose. Pulls his face. It's not Zaidi. Takes his face. Pulls his ears. It's not Zaidi. Takes his ears. Alter was having a good time with this, you know. And the little boy Mandela was very smart. So he got off his age's lap and he played for a few minutes and Alter was learning. And then the little boy went by the door and he put his finger in to make believe that he was closing it on his finger. And he gave a scream, Zaidi! And Alter Rebbe says, Mendel, what's this? And he threw the Gemara and he ran over and he pulled him out and he said, Mendel, are you okay? Mendel, are you okay? And the little boy looked at his head and he says, that's the same. That's my grandfather. Yeah, this mice. That's my grandfather. The Nakuda, the Shir, you understand? Right for the right. That's the same. You spent your whole life. This is not Zaidi's beard. Zaidi's ears. It's a pair of tefillin. It's a mezuzah. It's a gemara. All good things. Obados is nitatati. And it's atzma zayin seif. It's establishing these things. But the Zaidi himself. You spent your whole life without getting close to the Zaidi. It's the shaykhis to the Zaidi. Hashem is supposed to help us. We should be zaykh to use this time in a good way. Ignore all the things that you might see in some old books about the fish shaking in the water, everybody being nervous and being afraid. Ashrein, Ashrein, Melech Basad, Melech Basad, Melech Basad. The Baruch Shalom loves each one of us. All he wants us to do is to want him. And he's coming out, Mamish. Upon him, Seichel Kais Mamish. It's not very right to greet each and every one of us, to take each and every one of us back to Yerushalayim. Yishuvizach, I didn't thank Tani, by the way, I meant to thank you, Tani, for playing. Yishuvizach, to go together with Tani, to hear his music in Yerushalayim, all of us together. We should be zeichy for that time when we'll be able to be not only harbayis v'adeinu, b'samikdash v'adeinu, ever she see you in the same marrow carrying together with the blood of our meat this morning.